a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Time, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one om at a time. And due to some shuffling around in the universal wanderings of our celestial system, last week we had a replay instead of our astrology program, which means we're having the astrology program this week, because those things happen, and one must go with the flow of where the stars are leading them. As we do planetary influences this week, and we look at that universal flow, we have none other than our astrologer, Rob Stewart, from innercenter.org, who is here to take the veil off our eyes, point our eyes to the heavens, and say, see that one over there? That's kicking your butt. See that one over there? That was your fight with your wife. You see that one over there? That was your... And that's what tonight's show is about. He's going to enlighten us, illuminate us, and make us be able to have more information with which to make better decisions. Right, Rob?
That's right. Yeah, thanks for having me on, Dr. Kevin. I appreciate it.
Hey, always, always. So, it's been an interesting full moon Pisces that we all just experienced and hit people in different ways. But we are here to look forward. So tell me what's going on in our, what kind of dramatic hooligans are messing up our lives in the skies these days?
Well, you know, you mentioned the full moon in Pisces. That was on September 20th, and that was a really big full moon, at least energetically. You know, Pisces is about the ending of a cycle, and full moons are about the ending of a cycle, sort of making a choice and letting go of what is no longer working. And Pisces is a really interesting energy because it sort of speaks to, you know, the first 11 signs have to do with this three-dimensional world, our daily life, and all that stuff. And Pisces is everything else. It's the unseen realms. It's our unconscious. It's all these old patterns and habits that we have that we're not fully conscious of, we're not fully aware of. And this full moon in Pisces on the 20th, which is, of course, active here for some time, there's something about bringing to our awareness some old things, old habits, old improper programming, old tendencies that's being brought into our conscious awareness to be embraced and understood and validated and thereby released and healed in that sort of way. So I'm guessing I know it's been a big week for me. Talking with you guys tonight, it's been you know, there's just a lot going on, and with a full moon in Pisces, there's something about looking back to see, you know, what is going on here, what's being brought to my attention that previously was hidden from my conscious awareness, things of that nature.
So the full moon in Pisces was a double illumination on the mystical part of our, not just our this life, but Pisces is the place where we look towards for past lives. So it is a double shot of illumination of things that we may have brought into this life that we never thought about. But now becoming aware of, we could choose to make different decisions. Do you think that's a fair statement?
Totally. You know, there's something about Pisces that helps us recognize any improper programming that we have, you know, those feelings of not being worthy or perpetually being abandoned or whatever these things are that are rooted in experience and at different times in life. But the thing is, when we have such subconscious beliefs, we will see that when there's other things at play as well, but we'll sort of selectively interpret situations through those lens. And so this full moon in Pisces is really helping us notice some of these old programs that aren't 100% true. And they're, you know, by nurturing and supporting that part of ourselves that does feel hurt and wounded through experiences that have been arising over this past week for all of us, you know, look into your own life and see what is it that's been rising up here. And simply embracing and nurturing that sort of inner child within ourselves and letting that part of ourselves know that we're loved, we're supported, we're all those things. So those are some real themes regarding Pisces that stick out to me for sure.
Well, it's interesting because, as I believe I mentioned last time you were on the air, and maybe I didn't, I can't remember. I know I've mentioned it on the show in the last month or so, but I'm currently experiencing something called frozen shoulder. I don't know if I mentioned that last time or not.
Yeah, no, not on the show, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I have something called frozen shoulder, which showed up a couple of months ago. Think I know why I got it, not really sure. Gives you kind of like crappy night's sleep, you know, a pretty steady pain level of some kind going in and out of your life. And, you know, and being told that it's about a year. I mean, like, I'm doing physical therapy 3 times a week. And I kept, so the reason I bring this up is because the way that I look at the world, if something like that goes on in with my body, I talk to my body and go, okay, you got my attention. I'm listening. Mm-hmm. What do you need to tell me? Right. You know, like, what do I need to know? Shift, change, whatever. So I would keep on hearing and, you know, it was doing really well. And then suddenly I did some stuff which I didn't realize would irritate it. I guess if I thought more, or I asked my physical therapist and he said I should be fine, things like kayaking and other things. But I really got it angry. So now I have this angry shoulder. I got this angry shoulder on my shoulder going, and I'm like, okay, calm down. Can you tell me what this is about? Okay, I get that. You're ticked. You're irritated. I've ticked you off. Was it the kayaking? Was it the mountain climbing? What was it? And it's been over this full moon that I finally interpreted what it did say to me and how I had interpreted it wrong. Because what I could get it to say is, you need to slow down. That's what it said. This is about you need to slow down. And so I kind of took that in and like was thinking it was saying I needed to slow down my life, that my life needed to slow down. And dovetailing with this was I was going to have an opportunity was presenting itself that I could see the handwriting on the wall that was presenting itself, which I can't talk about on air, but it was a huge opportunity to expand my business. Mm. I'm like, you've got a shoulder saying slow down. You have this opportunity showing up that you saw coming, and the couple of people you talked to about got really good feelings about it, and you got really good feelings about it, but it's expanding your business. So how does that line up with slow down? Right? Here's the paradox. And I realized this morning, and with the realization, something actually shifted and the shoulder went into more ease. Is it completely healed? No, but it's back on a right track. Was the shoulder wanted me to move slower physically in the world and with more intentionality. It didn't mean I had to slow down my life. It didn't mean I had to slow down and not accept the expansion, because I will be talking in another month or so about what's coming to terms, but lots of contracts being signed, lots of stuff happening, all positive. I just can't talk about it yet. But it wasn't telling me not to take an opportunity to expand my business, to expand my opportunities. It was just trying to tell me, be present in your body and physically slow down and stop just ramming around. So that was my epiphany. And I share that, and I share that with you, and I share that with the listeners, because this sounds like it is a perfect full moon in Pisces. Am I lining that up correctly, or something?
That makes a lot of sense. You know, I'm always interested in those type of metaphors that we can take from, you know, body symptoms, things of that nature. So that makes a lot of sense to me. And I think, you know, it's a perfect representation of this full moon. The other thing with this full moon is that the sun was conjunct Mars. So there's something about action there. You know, this is likely for everybody, this is a pretty intense weekend, this past weekend. And also with some real strong communication too, because Pluto was squaring Mercury just a couple of days after that full moon. So likely for people, there's some type of challenge with regards to communication and, you know, whether that's through and whatever means, but some sort of challenging communication or two views, two things of that nature, two thinking processes, learning through friction of not always agreeing. You know, everything you shared to me speaks to these types of energies. And it's just so interesting because, you know, talking to a number of people about this past weekend, these types of themes have really showed up for a lot of people. And it's really amazing that we're all sort of, you know, moving through similar themes at different times of the year. It's very fascinating. And I want to be clear, you know, with astrology, the way I see it is that it's simply like a clock on the wall where the planets, and this is a common view in astrology, is that the planets are not enforcing anything. You know, they're not causing things to happen. It's simply a clock on the wall that it could be compared to, where it's sort of speaking of, okay, you know, now there's these themes and energies to learn, grow, and evolve through. So I just want to share that with people that, you know, in astrology, we don't understand why these things work. But, you know, I've certainly seen enough to know that there is, I find there to be astrology to be very valid in terms of the themes and energies that show up in our lives. And it's always interesting to talk with people and see how, you know, how was your weekend, and just listening and seeing how it really does fit some of the themes that the astrology points to.
And the advantage is, because of course we were supposed to do our show last week, and you would have been talking about this energy is coming up, be prepared for it, because right. It would have been in this particular planetary influences. And now it kind of was that gap of, you know, we're now looking at it like Monday, you know, like a Monday morning quarterback. But it's important that people can say, oh, well, I'm going to hear that term full moon in Pisces again. It happens. It's going to happen again. It's happened before. I'm going to think about my weekend and go, how did that hit me? Now, I want people to be very clear on this. Depending on where Pisces is in your chart, what it's going through, when it hits this full moon, and what else you've got going on, like you referred to the Pluto square, each time is going to be uniquely different. I read somewhere recently that it's something incredible, like you can only have the exact same lineup of planets every, I think it was like 46,000 years that you could have the exact same chart that somebody else had.
Wow.
Yeah, like somebody had calculated it out and said that because there are so many moving pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. And I mean, you know, that's very interesting. I mean, I would imagine that it's even, maybe it's even more than that. I don't even know, but, thinking of all the different combinations, I mean, it's just, it really, you know, the old saying of like, everyone's like a snowflake and each snowflake is completely, absolutely unique and different. But yet made of the same thing. You know, that's another beautiful thing with the astrology is that our charts are all made of the same things, just in different locations and different angles, different conversations, different curriculums that we each have in our life. And it's so amazing. And it's really a common denominator that we all, you know, of course, are made up of the same thing, really. I found that to be a beautiful truth, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, and we're going off on our first break, and when we come back, Rob is going to now turn our heads forward as to what is waiting for us between now and our next planetary influence here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. This week we're doing planetary influences with Rob Stewart from innercenter.org, where we are looking at what kind of information can we get. Remember, the planets influence us. They offer us opportunities, whether those are opportunities that may come in the form of challenges or supports, times when it's a good choice to put your energy or your focus in a certain area. If you know your chart, then as Rob talks here on the Dr. Kevin Show once a month, you can see how what's going on in the skies are affecting what's going on in your life. If you have your chart, but you don't really understand what it says, if you just did it on some little freebie program off the internet and kind of it all looks like Greek to you or Latin or whatever, then you can reach out to Rob at innercenter.org. That's innercenter.org, and have him do a real chart for you. Explain what's going on, and he'll even give you some tips about how to use this monthly, this once a month program to make better decisions and to move forward with more ease with celestial support. Rob, what's coming?
Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the plug. And you know, the astrology is just, it's just so fascinating, such a fascinating insights that can come through this, you know, ancient art or of astrology. And so the sun in astrology, in the natal chart, speaks to our soul purpose. And from my perspective, and I adopt this perspective from a pretty well-established area in astrology. And so the sun represents this sort of soul purpose, where we're being called to contribute our unique expression in the world. And so you can look at the sun in your natal chart and by house and sign, and it speaks to this individual contribution that as if there's a soul purpose in life and a way that you can really shine your light. And it brings, you know, oftentimes we think your sun is natural and it's easy to shine in that way. But what I find is that the sun actually requires a lot of effort and even facing dragons and things like that. So, and the reason I bring this up is that, you know, as the sun transits through the zodiac through the year, we get the opportunity to work with the energy in which the sun is in. And so over the past 30 days, over the past month, the sun has been in the sign of Virgo. And Virgo is about being a team player. It's about finding ways of being useful, being in service, helping and improving things. It's about discerning and getting into the details and being very practical in life and getting down into the roots and, you know, looking at what's wrong, how do I fix it? How do I improve, you know, self-improvement, that type of thing. And so over the past month, there's been this sort of energy related to those themes. And on September 23rd, which is today, I believe, yeah, is it the 23rd? Yeah. So today the sun moves into Libra. And so Libra is about bringing balance and fairness, equality. It's not, you know, oftentimes people think Libra is literally equality and fairness and balance. And, you know, it's really a more accurate way of describing it is the intent and the focus on working towards that. Because of course, fairness, balance, equality, justice, all those things requires effort and learning and working towards it. It of course requires some level of effort. And so Libra is really about, you know, can I see this from someone else's view? Can I be fair to another viewpoint? You know, oftentimes in a disagreement, we think it's black and white, or there's one truth, and so one person's right, the other person's wrong. And that's a very human way of looking at the world that, of course, has started every war and every conflict and every, you know, thing in the history of this world. And Libra is about, well, can I be fair to the other person? Can I be fair to myself? That's another big Libra thing. Can I be fair to myself? Because oftentimes, you know, I feel that humanity is, you know, very fair to other people at times, not all of humanity, far from. I wish I was different. But there's something about Libra about, you know, healthy boundaries, fairness and justice, not only for other people, but for oneself. It's about equality. It's about listening and relating to other people, to hear their viewpoint, put yourself in their shoes, and putting yourself in your own shoes too. You know, for some people that can be a real challenge as well. You know, some of the difficult energies with Libra are people pleasing or doing something so that The other person likes you, as if, you know, if they like you, then you can allow yourself to like you, which is, of course, backwards in a lot of ways, but I believe happens a lot more than maybe we even notice in our lives. But there's something about Libra and people pleasing, which can be a real hang up and cause some problems in that type of energy. So that's something to be mindful of this month ahead as well. But there's something, you know, the sort of end quality of Libra is to be unaffected, to be, you know, the world, allowing the world to be the way the world is and finding that inner harmony, that inner balance, and to be, you know, calm, to be calm and balanced in this world that is oftentimes unbalanced in some way or another from, you know, with certain perspectives. Yeah, do you have anything to add about Libra, Dr. Kevin?
Well, you know, to keep in mind that if you're working with the sun in Libra, obviously you have to, if it's your birth sun, then it's one thing, but the Libra is somewhere in your chart and the sun is highlighting that. But, you know, Libra is what we call a cardinal sign. So it is an initiator. It wants to bring that peace and that harmony and that balance. And, you know, and I wanted to highlight that because part of what you said, which I think is a misconception, is that Libra is balance, and it's not, because balance is something that is always moving. You know, I always tell people, if you want to think about balance, it's life is like finding balance on a surfboard or a sailboat, because life itself is always churning up and changing in and around you, and you're always having to replace your weight, your focus, you know, where are you going to put your body, even the way that you breathe may shift depending on which way that the ocean of life is kicking you around in that sailboat or on that surfboard. And, you know, with Libras, they're going out to try to find what is balance, but they don't look at it necessarily as a, how do I maintain balance? They look at it as, how do I get balance, at least in this moment, to occur? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so, again, for you guys that have your chart, if you look at where, what house cusp is, you know, what house is being ruled by Libra, that's a place where you may be very drawn to go in and look at what's not fair or what is unjust or what is not happening. And you may be very drawn that suddenly an issue that for a while has been bothering you, now you're ready to speak out about it, because Libra is air. That's communication. You want to do this. You need to make that movement. So again, it's all about kind of putting it together and understanding that it's not that astrology is different. It's that it's so multi-layered that you just have to have a good grounding to understand to kind of put it together. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, wherever that Libra is in your chart, there's something something where you can shine the light in that area of life to bring more balance, bring more fairness, bring healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries is a really big Libra theme. So wherever Libra is in your chart, you can look at the house, and that's an area of life where you can really shine by bringing healthy boundaries. And healthy boundaries mean, you know, fairness to others, fairness to yourself, in that sort of moving way of balancing that boat. I love that analogy of, you know, balancing the surfboard or the boat, because it is an active process. It's never unchanging. So very cool. And I also want to mention on September 27th, which is in a few days, the sun, the transiting sun, will be trining the north node in Gemini. And, you know, whenever there's an aspect between the sun and the north node, it's a time of to take note. The North Node speaks to where there's something to be learned this year. The North Node is always moving. It's changing. It's very slow in moving through the sky, but it's speaking to something that there's something to be learned, to be discovered in this area of life. And so September 27th, the sun is trining the North Node. The North Node of the moon is in Gemini. And this is saying that perhaps there's something in life might show up where you can be open-minded, curious, and perhaps even opening yourself to the perspective of another person or information through another person, where there might be something to be learned. So that's something on the 27th to keep in mind. And let's
sounds
see
good.
Here. And so, yeah, okay. And so there's a lot of things I want to talk about. And, you know, October is going to be an interesting month here in the United States. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. You know, the first thing I want to say is that we have a Mercury retrograde that actually begins officially on the 27th. So that day that we just talked about in terms of being curious and open to some new information or something, that's occurring when Mercury's stationed in the sky. And it's a time of real stillness and the ability to be very still, it's a great day for meditation, for taking a walk, to really still the mind. And Mercury retrograde will be officially from the 27th of September until October 18th. And retrogrades are always a time to reevaluate, reassess, review. And Mercury is about our thinking process. It's about our communication. It's about organizing things and, you know, communication, or anything analytical, anything our left brain. It's a time to sort of defrag the computer. I don't remember the old days of defragging your desktop or something. This is a great time for that, where we can all really benefit by taking things slow, by taking it, one moment at a time. It's a great time for looking back to old things. It's known to be not a great time to starting new ventures in life. It's more of a review, connecting with old friends, you know, clearing up some conversations in the past that might have been left unresolved, because Mercury will be in Libra. And so it's a great time to really have some healing conversations. Reviewing old conversations where there might have been things left unsaid or whatever that is. Also a great time for having healthy boundaries again, you know, boundaries in terms of what, you know, however that shows up in life. And let's see, you know, so it's a great time. Just look at my notes here. You know, am I being fair to myself? Am I being fair to other people in my life? Am I seeing things as black and white? Because black and white is not a Libra thing. Libra is about, you know, having two truths, you know. Oftentimes, you know, one person thinks one thing, another person thinks another thing, and likely there's truth to both things. But they're from different perspectives, different ways of being, different, orientations to life. And Libra is a great time to really reconnect with that sort of inconvenience of, you know, our own truth isn't the truth for everyone, or whatever that is, however that shows up in life. And it's a great time, you know, Mercury retrograde, to find inner balance, that inner harmony, and to really help your nervous system calm down. That's a really big theme. So it's a great time to take it slow. And likely there's, you know, in the news and things like that, likely there's going to be a lot of themes of like revisiting justice and fairness, equality. There's likely going to be a lot of themes, I would imagine, in the news, in the spotlight, perhaps reviewing old injustices or things like that, that are being revisited, relooked at, things of that nature.
So, you know, one of the things that one can take advantage of in a Mercury retrograde, because, you know, Mercury is, as a planet, is practical and rational, and you know, it is always trying to seek a fuller understanding of things, of both light and dark, knowing that everything is gray. But, you know, there's darker gray and there's lighter gray. So it's that kind of that. And so one of the things that I think is a good Mercury retrograde is, first of all, I always look back at the last couple of Mercury retrogrades to see if anything stands out as unfinished business that this Mercury retrograde can finish. I always feel like there's a loop, there's a string that connects the retrogrades. It's an energy string, and it may not be the last one, it might be the one before that. But, you know, if you really want to use this as a strong tool to help you live a better, more self-aware and empowered life, take a little time. Look up what the last two retrogrades are. It's easy enough to find today. You can Google the retrograde schedule and go, what was kind of going on? Where was I getting stuck? What was being misunderstood? Because during a Mercury retrograde, there tends to be more ability to be neutral. When you look at something, Mercury is a very neutral planet. You know, it's an androgynous planet. It's one of the only ones that qualify as that. So it is a time in which you are actually more likely to see the other person's side of things, or the other side of the situation or things. Like it gives us that benefit of being less emotionally tied to our view and more to look at both views. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'd say you're right on with all those things. I totally relate to all those things. Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back where we hear why everything on the internet says that this is not going to be a peaceful time for Libra coming up. That's what I keep on seeing on all those YouTube video headlines. And Rob's going to tell us why and what you can do about it here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show, where we are with Rob Stewart of innercenter.org, and we are looking at what the planetary influences are here in the time of Libra. Rob, tell us, why is everybody declaiming on the internet that it's going to be a bad time of Libra? What's going on?
Yeah, interesting. Well, I haven't seen those videos, but this is the thing. And And before I get into that, I just I do want to say that Mercury will make made a square with Pluto on September 22nd, and it will make a couple more squares with Pluto. And what this means is that these are days where it's probably good to be mindful about arguments or strong language or, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, be mindful of sort of an intensification around communication. September 22nd, that was just yesterday, I guess. And it's around these days, of course. October 1st is another one where communication could be intensified. And then November 2nd. So these are days to just keep in mind the intense communication that can occur then. So this is the thing, is that on October 6th, there's a new moon in Libra, you know, all this Libra energy and things. You know, looking at the United States chart, there's a few things that are really of interest. And particularly, I want to point to the week of October 6th until the 13th or thereabouts. And, you know, basically what this is saying is that, you know, this might be a bit of a challenging week for the U.S. Transiting Saturn is retrograde right now. And on the 10th of October, Saturn will be directly conjunct the U.S.'s south node of the moon. And the south node of the moon speaks to old patterns, old tendencies, old habitual patterns that sometimes, you know, there's something, you know, that we're being asked to be let go of in terms of some old manners of behavior or whatever it is. And with Saturn conjunct the south node, it does speak to some difficulties regarding some old conditioning that here in the United States collectively we may have. I don't know what this would be. The date of note is that Saturn made its first conjunction with the south node of the moon earlier this year on February 13th. And I didn't have the time to check the news or anything like that to see what was going on at that time around February 13th. But this is saying that as Saturn is moving back to that location, you know, some of these old things might be coming up, whatever it is, to be worked through and to really mature responsibly through. This week could be a difficult one for the U.S. And, you know, I want to be very clear. I'm not a financial advisor. I know I'm not a financial person. There are indicators for some financial challenges with regards to the markets and things like that in October based on the astrology. Use your own discernment. I'm not a financial advisor. Talk to your financial advisor about those things. But astrologically speaking, there are some indicators that there could be some challenges in the area of life for the United States based on the U.S.'s chart. Because that week, the 10th, October 6th until the 13th, we have the Saturn on the south node of the U.S., which is likely asking us collectively to be mature, to be responsible, to let go of any fear-based thinking. It's asking for more self-discipline, some patience, and using practical strategies for whatever is occurring. And, you know, it's bringing opportunities for us collectively, this country, the United States, to step into greater maturity and self-respect. And oftentimes Saturn requires action in the real world. So there's something as if, you know, there's something's requiring action. Also at that time, we have the Sun conjunct Mars, conjunct Mercury in the 10th house in Libra. And it's conjunct the U.S.'s Saturn in the 10th house. So there's something public, something on the big stage of that the U.S. is going through during that period of time, October 6th through the 13th, and likely into October, that is very visible, very public, very requiring action, requiring, you know, this is, I don't know what this would be, but there's potential for, you know, making moves, geopolitics, whether it's international, domestic, but this sort of justice type of thing. But perhaps with Saturn conjunct the South Node, speaking to some, there's something, there might be something to be reviewed and to look at, that maybe there's some old patterns in play that could be arising that time. I really don't know, but these are some of the energies that the astrology can speak to. Because the second house, where Saturn is conjunct the South Node, it is the house of finances. It's about safety and security, which is, you know, brings some of these themes about geopolitics, whether it's international, domestic. It's also the house of food as well. So food distribution, food, you know, just food in general. You know, this is a time, again, in early October or in October, that there could be some finances, things that the U.S. is working through. It's a really interesting time. And the other thing with this is that the October 6th is the exact day that Pluto goes direct as well. So it's as if, you know, Pluto retrograde is a time where we're sort of reviewing our subconscious wounds, our empowerment journey. Do I feel empowered in my life? Where are areas in my life where I'm empowered? Where are areas in life where I'm disempowered? And as Pluto's going direct on this day, it's sort of, you know, there's just movement, which might be slow. It might take a couple weeks or something, but there's some sort of forward movement in some way. I think it's a great time for us collectively to be mindful, to, you know, bring that true Libra energy and justice and fairness and seeing things from all sides that there's a real opportunity for here.
So, while you were talking, I brought up what was the news on February 13th. Mm-hmm. To see if anything stood out as what you were talking about. And it was the day that GOP lawmakers confirmed contentious Trump-McCarthy call during Capitol riot, which, you know, that's been heating up because he's now changed what he, you know, he's trying to back out with what he originally said about it. And the Senate votes to hear from witnesses an impeachment trial. I mean, those are the only two stories. And, oh, yeah, and this one is about money. Big pharma companies to claim $1 billion in tax deductions after opioid settlements. So they get a billion-dollar fine, and now they're going to be able to use it as a tax write-off, but they got the billion-dollar fine because they were abusing their public trust by selling opioids. And then they're going to get a reward. So all of those are things that could fall into, I just was curious because you said that. So all of those are things that, say to me, could fall into what you're saying that energy could be. Does that ring any?
I would agree. You know, I would agree. And, you know, because it is the second house of the United States, it's also an Aquarius. You know, there is something related to finances, related to safety, security. So, I mean, I think all these things relate to that. And the bottom line is that there's something karmic related to all this, some old collective maturity that collectively, you know, we all are being asked to really put aside fear-based thinking and be mature with whatever is, you know, we're moving through, you know, and I, you know, I want to be clear, you know, I'm not, there's nothing gloom and doom. I'm just saying that the astrology definitely points to some sort of challenge, something from the past, some old conditioning, and particularly related to finances. And there really are some indicators that perhaps markets or finance, there's some sort of financial issue or something like that, or some event that triggers response in the markets. I really don't know, but and again, speak to your financial advisor. This is just astrology looking at how planets orbit, Yeah, you know, I'd say what you brought up, you know, those are certainly some places that things could arrive.
Yeah, I mean, there's a money one, and then there's also the dishonesty that we have become so used to that we just kind of accept it of, you know, around the whole January 6th thing, having the whole story changed from what actually happened because of, you know, people covering, trying to, you know, get reelected and get their people in power. And so now they're going to try to change everything that they said when it was happening as if they didn't actually say it. And I think that that is an old established pattern in this country. And there's an old established pattern that we treat corporations and big supporters of our Congress and our White House financially for elections and stuff like that. We hold them, we let them get away with some shady things at times. We do come down on them, but we also let them get away with a lot of shady things that your average American would never get away with. So I think both of those. But I want to make sure that we don't run out of time. So what else is going on in the skies?
Yeah, I mean, this was, you know, this was the real big one. I mean, I wanted to talk about, you know, that, and this is on a new moon, and that new moon, basically, let's see here. The new moon is occurring when the sun is conjunct the moon, conjunct Mars, and Mercury's right there as well. And so there's something, it's as if we're being asked to make new choices with regards to how we, in this Libra energy, how we find fairness, how we find equality, and seeing things from other people's perspectives and embracing, you know, the many shades of truth that can exist simultaneously, which is paradoxical at times, and other times, of course, it fits more neatly. But there's something as if, you know, we're all being asked to make new choices and take new initiatives in areas of creating balance, harmony, and bringing a sort of sense of inner harmony into our own lives. Because of course it's always an inner journey. You know, oftentimes when we're angry at the outer world, which, you know, we all are at various times, it's pointing to something that we can work with within our own being. And so I think with this new moon on October 6th, there's some real opportunities to let go of fear-based thinking collectively here in the United States with the Saturn conjunct the South Node. It just speaks to stepping into, you know, this sort of maturity collectively that, time and time again, we've been asked to collectively over the past year and a half, obviously, but throughout the history and of the United States, of, you know, many countries, and something about stepping into that maturity and that self-responsibility and finding that inner balance and inner harmony within our own self, from which point we can shine that more into the outer world.
Sounds like it could be potentially fabulously exciting times if people will take advantage of them. Because
yeah,
at the end of the day, there's always the free will. The urge will be there. Will the delivery?
Right, right. And, you know, yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's an opportunity for us all to, you know, in our own self, you know, bring, you know, level up in that area. Which sometimes involves vulnerability and not toughening up, but actually connecting with our own vulnerabilities and finding strength through that too. So, but yeah, you know, with both the transiting Saturn and the U.S.'s natal Saturn active at that period of time, it's just saying that, you know, there's might be some difficulties that collectively, you know, rising to the occasion and bringing more peace and fairness into the world that the U.S. has a real opportunity to do.
Well, and I hope they take it. And was that the last aspect you wanted to talk about? Because I don't want to.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
the one thing I want to remind people as we're I know that the show is going to be ending any minute now, is that a lot of times I think of astrology as weather. It's happening. It's always changing. It's out there. We can predict what is going on the weather maps, but until the actual moment, we don't know exactly how it's going to hit wherever we're standing at the time that the weather hits. We might be 5 minutes away from the tornado and completely miss it. We could be right in the forefront of the hurricane and it gets us. But like weather, it happens. It's going to happen. It's out there. It is going to affect us whether we want it to or not. But if we pay attention, we might choose to take a different road, bring an umbrella, put on our galoshes, and maybe we won't need them, but forewarned is forearmed. Rob, next month, have a good month.
That's right. And there's no gloom and doom in this. And I appreciate the clarification. And see you next time.
Yeah. No doom and gloom. You heard that here. It isn't doom and gloom. It's just weather.
That's right.